From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hours after certifying Iran has been complying with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement, the U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said Tehran has violated the spirit of the deal, referred to it as the JCPOA, or Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
Part of what the JCPOA agreement says is it's supposed to contribute to regional and international peace and security. And we believe that some of the actions that the Iranian government has been involved with undermines that stated goal of regional and international peace and security.
She said Tehran's malign behavior includes ballistic missile development and proliferation, support of terrorism, backing Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, hostility toward Israel, cyber attacks, and threats to maritime stability in the Gulf region. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the sanctions are likely to have a two-pronged effect.
One is going to discourage capital inflows into Iran. Number two, it's going to make domestic investment even weaker than it is likely to be.
Iran called the sanctions illegal, announced its own sanctions targeting the U.S., Iran's parliament also authorized additional funding for its missile program and the Revolutionary Guard's Foreign Operations Wing, the Quds Force. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has declared a three-month state of emergency in his home state of Gogriel as clan-based militia violence continues. A government spokesman said unspecified citizens' rights would be suspended. The army will be given additional powers. He said the state of emergency will also be extended to neighboring areas of Wau, Tonj, and Awail East. The country has been in the grips of a smoldering civil war since late 2013. This is VOA News. Venezuela's foreign minister Tuesday said the country is moving forward with plans to elect members to a new constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution despite threats of new U.S. sanctions. Referring to President Donald Trump, Samuel Moncada said, "We have a president who enjoys humiliating his neighbors." He said this won't happen with Venezuela. The government plans to hold a July 30 ballot so the Constitution can be redrawn in the wake of an ongoing economic and social crisis. It follows Sunday's opposition-led referendum against the new assembly, in which more than 7 million people cast ballots. Inter-American Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham called the timing of the U.S. sanctions threat unfortunate.
Particularly after the opposition had really won a very big victory with its referendum, which the government had declared was non-official and illegal.
The opposition, meanwhile, has called for a day-long general strike Thursday designed to force cancellation of the July 30 vote. A Turkish court has ordered six rights activists, including the country director of Amnesty International, to remain in custody for allegedly aiding a terror group. Adel Esser was detained July 5th, along with seven activists and two foreign trainers, one each from Germany and Sweden. John Dalhuizen heads the European and Central Asia desk of Amnesty.
The fact that they have decided to proceed with this case shows not just how far truth and justice have parted company in Turkey, but shows that what we are now talking about, in fact, is a calculated, considered assault on Turkish civil society.
The detentions have fueled concerns about civil rights in Turkey in the wake of last year's attempted coup. A UN spokesperson Tuesday called on the Libyan National Army to investigate reports of summary executions following the capture of Benghazi in a struggle with Islamist militia. Elizabeth Russell is with the UN Human Rights Agency.
Our concern is based on reports suggesting the involvement of the Special Forces, a unit aligned with the LNA, and in particular their field commander, Mahmoud al-Werfali, in torturing detainees and summarily executing at least 10 captured men.
She pointed to a video showing four men kneeling with their hands tied behind their backs and being shot as al-Werfali watched. Former U.S. envoy to China, John Huntsman, is being tapped by President Trump to be the next ambassador to Russia. Mr. Huntsman's nomination will head to the Senate for confirmation. Swiss police Tuesday said they found the bodies of a couple that disappeared 75 years ago and had been recovered from a glacier in the Alps. The bodies discovered Friday at an altitude of more than 2,600 meters. Official confirmation will require DNA testing. The couple had left their village on foot back in August 1942. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.